This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. God, I love that song so much.
It's a great song.
If the world was ending, you'd come over, right? It just keeps getting better and better to me. I hear it plenty of times. I'm serious. I thought it stunk when I first heard it. I'm like, ugh.
Stunk?
I like, yeah. I didn't like it that much at first. And then, like, the more I hear it, the more I'm like, oh, I freaking love that song. It's so nice, you know? Like, there's just that person in your life, you know, that you're just like, we didn't work out. And you regret it. You know, you even probably tried to get back together with them a couple times. It's just not, isn't there.
Are you talking about Whitey?
No. I just mean in general. People, you have that person. And it just didn't work out. But it's like, you know, if the world was ending, I'd come over, right? Ooh. Anyway.
Maybe I've said too much. Ooh.
Maybe you have. Mm-hmm. Is it Pat?
No, it's
oh,
not.
Oh, I'm
Pat.
Sorry. Of course, it's Hooman. Duh.
It's
what Hooman, am I
thinking? Obviously. It's Hooman. Duh. If the world was ending, he'd come over, I'm sure.
Duh.
I just love that song. Anyway, that's really neither here nor there. What's going on with the people writing in to tell us stuff?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You just put that in, and then you text us whatever it is, and then it's spit through a weird spinny machine and comes out all over the place. But I spend some time and figure out, you know, what you've sent me, and then I'm able to read it like it's an actual one-piece text. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
All right.
Astronauts who have spacewalked, once they come back into the space station, their spacesuits smell like gunpowder mixed with steak or seared metal, Sarah. This came out about 8 years ago in The Atlantic.
Oh,
so that's how they have the smell of space, is it's on the suits when they get home.
I see. I believe it.
I cannot believe
it. Must be true.
Right. I cannot believe how long you've spent talking about the Parent Trap the last few days, and more today. LOL.
I know.
Let me say something in our defense. I'll tell you right now, the last thing you want to... Well, I shouldn't say it that way because I love our job. I love what we do. But you don't want to be caught with a talk show in a pandemic. You'll find yourself trapped inside living these Groundhog Days with nothing to talk about.
Right,
it's
except
really
what you
watched
on Netflix or a 60-year-old movie that you enjoyed.
Right, and there it is. The Parent Trap comes up for that reason. We can't go to shows. You can't go out.
I can't imagine a world that where you've watched The Parent Trap and actually stayed up till 10 p.m. to finish it. Like,
right.
That's the world we're living in right now, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone else.
Hey, Vinny, have you taken your kids to the Academy of Science? I've taken the first kid, and she was... kind of probably too young, and I expected to do that this summer, among other trips that are ruined now.
Yeah.
So as soon as we can get back out and do stuff, that's another one of the many things we plan to do. Listen to the podcast yesterday. Sarah sounded a little tipsy, mispronouncing words, acting silly. Sarah, are you back on steroids?
I'm not. I sounded
tipsy. You back on NyQuil?
Yesterday?
Are you back on NyQuil?
Oh, don't ask me about NyQuil. It's a sad story. Hey, what hour were they listening to, I wonder? I had a great time yesterday. I thought yesterday was a fun show. What did I
miss? So we're
going to
quit NyQuil when over vacation then?
Yeah, I'm just going to. I don't want to take any chances.
You're still on NyQuil, aren't you?
Well, I can't get off it. I can get off it. Of course I can. I just want to take the chance. And I don't like to take it, you know, like if I fall asleep and then I wake up coughing and I like convince myself I go back to sleep. And then I fall asleep and then I wake up coughing again. And now it's 10 o'clock and I'm afraid to take it because then it'll be really hard to get up in the morning. So now I'm just like, F it. I'll get off it on vacation.
All right.
I hope. I will. I mean, please. It's not like
good job, 408. Way to, you know, pry it out of her. Sheesh. Space smells like blood exploding out of your nostrils.
Yep. And your eyes would explode, too.
Is that space humor? Is that a good one?
Solid. That's a solid space joke. Gotta love space.
Vinny saying, aye, cracks me up. When did that start? I have learned new words as a parent. That's how that started. I also say, oh, boy. And it's funny that my youngest daughter, there's things I say I don't realize I'm saying, and then she repeats it. So, oh, boy. And I'm like, oh, that's also what I'm saying a lot. Oh, boy.
Good I say oh, boy, I said boy a lot, too. What?
Good thing you said boy. I mean, you know, during those moments instead of other
yes,
things.
Yes, OS or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah. Well, that's the point. That's right. What the point I'm making is I'm replacing solid curse words with other stuff now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're a dad. That's what happens. Comes with a job.
Hey, what is the link for the states test? So the states
test. Oh, yeah, we forgot all about this.
I looked it up. It's a website called Sporkle, Sporcle.com. And they have, you know what? This is a pretty cool site. They have a million quizzes here. So it's not just the states. It's there's a ton of stuff.
Spell it again.
Sporcle. Sporkle.com.
I'm there.
And there's a ton. There's television. There's stuff for kids, sports, geography, music, movies, literature, science, all quizzes. Tons of them.
I'll so post that trivia, to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
U.S. states. Here the we go. Test. Can you name the states?
I went through geography, or there's another link that said... the most popular ones. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff. It's actually a neat site.
Well, that'll be a fun one for the kids.
Yeah. I'm absolutely going to share that with them as soon as we're done here. I once thought I lost my phone while I was talking on it to my best friend. She still won't let me live that down.
Oh, my God. Hilarious. Well, because we use our phones for so many other things.
Right.
You're on your phone. How are you talking to me?
The mom from The Parent Trap was hot. Yeah, she is gorgeous and has that classic old-timey Hollywood look. They say here, Parent Trap mom is Maureen O'Hara, and another person wrote, the mom in Parent Trap is Maureen O'Hara. She is Mira Farrow's mom.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Maureen O'Hara, she's got like the bazooka boobs with the little tiny waist and the like that look, you know, just like she's a bombshell. She's beautiful, stunning looking woman.
I hope Vinny gets to enjoy his daughter's dating years. Payback time for all the girls. LOL. I just told you I didn't have a lot of girls. I had one girlfriend through most of high school. Here's another one. One high school girlfriend ruined you guys? How about saved you from STDs? LOL.
Oh, there you go, Ben.
Yeah, I grew up in the AIDS era, and I was very scared to sleep around, to be honest with you. I it didn't stop me from sleeping with Darcy, but I did, you know, sleep with a lot less women than I would like to have because of the AIDS crisis. It was... always, it was big.
Yep.
I know it's not even in the news today, but at the time, it was the only thing in the news.
Mm-hmm.
What about wingers? She's only 17. Yeah, they're gross too.
Yeah. And Christine, 16.
Bryn's voice sounds so sexy.
Oh,
I mean,
Bryn.
Even sexier than usual.
Oh, yeah.
Don't start laughing. It's like, say some
sorry,
sexy
I
stuff.
Can't take it seriously. I'll stop that stupid music.
That was hot.
Hello, morning show. The last bit of this high school year was insane. We have three kids, 5th, 6th, and 8th grade. Between them, we were communicating with 13 teachers and trying to coordinate all their Zoom classes and my husband's meetings. Everyone passed, barely. And we are concerned for our oldest heading to high school and not knowing how he will be attending classes. The distance learning was not going well for him at all. Anyway, love you all. Yeah, there's... You know, we did kindergarten in Zoom classes, which is, you know, it had its challenges too, but they're not at a point, or she's not at a point where she's going to fall behind yet. In fact, she's ahead because she can read so well. But right. The trouble starts when math actually kicks in.
Right.
Like, you can't miss days. Each day helps you get through the next day. It's sort of a building thing, right?
Right.
You know, math is like you learn that rule, you get that memorized, that helps you get to the next thing. And,
right.
And everything builds on the next thing. Yeesh.
OMG. It's not going to be fun.
No, it's not going to help at all.
What noise am I hearing in the background?
You know, that's probably my mic. I think Anita's outside doing a workout or something like that.
Good for her.
She's listening to her.
Oh. How's she doing?
Good. Oh, there's Cameron coming in. Sorry to me. I'll be back.
All right. OMG LMFAO. Put your man makeup in your man purse and go your man way. I'll be laughing all day.
Oh, mantastic.
Someone says, 408 says, yes, South Coast Plaza. Okay. Malls.
Well, listen, you got your home, your home mall. It's where you hung out.
I used to hang out here. I hung out there too.
Stonestown Galleria. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Sarah's so good with Isla. You can tell she's a mom.
I am a mom. It's true. It turns out I had kids.
Yep. Isla is stinking cute. She just made my morning. I miss having little girls. Mine are 21 and 19 now.
Oh, that's exactly my kids' ages.
707 says, I smile the entire time Isla's on the air. Such a darling.
Me too. She's so cute. She always has an agenda too. Oh, man, yeah, she's into that parrot trap.
Yeah, and she's also into her Minecraft as well.
Yeah, she's going to go down the nether portal. You got to watch out for that, Ben. That doesn't sound right.
I don't know what to tell you. She gets a little bit of time on that thing. It keeps her quiet and happy, and then we're on to the filling the rest of the day.
I love her hand gestures to her dad. She's like, one minute, one more. One more. I got something else to say. Hold on.
She doesn't want to.
Yeah, you could see. You couldn't see me, but I was going, get out of there. Get off the. Stop it.
Sarah, stop talking to me. Stop talking.
Vin, don't knock Jonathan Scott until you post something better. All right.
Oh, stop it. We're allowed to knock whoever we want. We got 4 hours to fill here, people.
Hey, I was looking forward to I really want to put a little band back together and do some shows, but now we're, you know.
That ain't happening.
Well, we got another baby we're working our way through. But once that's done, hopefully the pandemic will be done and we can do it. I want to do some shows. Be fun.
That'd be fun. It would be.
My band could open for your band. That'd be fun, right?
Or my band could open for your band. I mean,
what
we don't have any songs
about?
Called Boobs.
I thought you guys were going to be in the same band. Why do you guys have two different bands?
Well, because we need to, play you know, together? We can't have people come out and then have the show be over in 4 songs. I only have 4 songs. No, she's got to come on after that and rock the show out.
Nah, we'll go first. I really want to be relaxed and watch you.
No.
I'm pretty sure
here.
That's how it should go. Save the best for last.
Hey, Sarah, I found out I'm pregnant over the weekend. Didn't you once recommend a baby book for expecting mothers?
Yeah, it's called The Pregnancy Journal. I really loved it. It basically tells you, it's like every single day. And listen, it only works with the first kid because the second kid, you're just like, forget it. We don't have time for this. We're just glad to be in bed. Every day tells you know where your kid's at. It has cute little quotes and places where you can write down how your kid's progress is going. That's great. It's just like a little spiral bound flimsy thing that you get from Amazon. A pregnancy journal. I loved it.
Yeah, so Christina did too, but you're exactly right that a lot of those rituals go away with the second kid.
Oh, because all you're doing is what you can't wait for your first baby to get there. Second baby, mm-hmm. It's like you can't even hardly remember being pregnant, except that things got really hard toward the end. Like, oh God, I got to chase this other kid. And I can't really move. It's tough.
You got big too.
Oh, no doubt. I think I gained like 50 pounds. I almost hit 200 pounds.
I do remember you with that like, nope. Like you'd put out your arm for something and just go, I can't.
No.
Yeah. We'd be like, all right, let us get that for you.
Yeah, thanks. I just can't. I always say it's like your first taste of what being old is like. Like everything is so hard to do. That last month is just like, get out. Get out of me.
Sarah talked about our national anthem earlier, and this text says, 707, hey, Sarah, it's more than just the artist. Look up the third stanza of the Star-Spangled Banner. It's a racist song.
What is the? I only know the one part that we hear. I didn't know there were a bunch of stanzas. Yeah, all right. Look, I don't care, except that I do. I love that song so much, and, you know, listening to Whitney sing that thing, she murdered that song. It's already been killed.
Go Vinny. Agreed. Yeah, I mean, I had an opinion on that, which is, frankly, I'll stand for it. It's our national anthem. It's fine. But if we want to move on from that, I'm also fine with that, too. I don't have a problem with it. I do think, though, that we don't necessarily have to pick a song that exists. There are tons of great artists alive. Let five different artists write their best and then submit them to the country, and we'll all vote on it. Why not?
I like the anthem.
All right. Well, then keep it.
It turns out it's racist.
Well, I don't know that it is. I haven't read the third stanza.
Yeah, I haven't either. So, did you find it, Bryn?
No, I was looking at something else.
He's looking up Maureen O'Hara naked.
Right.
No, I saw a text about the Star Spangled Banner and Marvin Gaye singing it, and I was just previewing it. But
yeah, he's got a great. It's like an NBA Finals or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, he's on a court.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear it? I mean, it's
sure, it's a classic. Funny. It's all time great. Absolutely.
Goes wild. That's so. Did he? He's just playing to a track, though.
I don't remember it exactly.
I actually had my eyes closed. I didn't watch it. I just realized at the end there I could have watched that thing. I didn't get to.
I remember it from a while back, but I don't. I can't tell you exactly. I know it was during an NBA.
Sorry, I was trying to scrub back to see if there's a. I don't think there's a band there. It looks like it's just a track.
Track. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's all your texts. Thanks so much for writing. We'll be back after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, you guys just moved on my screen. What just happened?
Oh. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I do not know what happened, Vinny. I noticed that all our squares are rearranged on Zoom.
Yeah.
That's weird. Huh.
When somebody jumps out and jumps back in,
did you do that?
Rearrange. No, it depends on, like, it's probably Nicole when she.
No.
That girl, Nicole.
God, Nicole.
Nicole.
Ever since that AC, she thinks she's hot.
Yeah, now she's like queen of the world. She can just jump on, jump off whenever she wants to. All right, listen, that's going to do it for us on a Tuesday. I'm going to go do this Sporkle quiz and see how quickly I can name the 50 states. I haven't started it yet, but I'm looking at the thing. It looks like I have to start an account and everything. That's a pain in the ass.
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
I think so.
Trying to do that to you.
Listen,
but
it looks like my kind of site, Vin, so I'll probably be fine with starting up an account.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I just clicked on it and it started to enter state and the timer started.
Oh, all right. Good. I'll just click it and do it.
All right.
Anyway, get her done, people. It's Tuesday. We'll see you back here on Hump Day tomorrow on the show, right around this time. Well, at like 9:15 or so. Hooman is going to be on with Marcus. It's the KO Movie Review team. The originals are back. I don't know what movie they're doing. Not a brand new movie, because there aren't many of those. But, you know, something that you can watch during lockdown, as some of us.
Weren't we
going
to talk to
in.
Marcus about some stuff? And he said he had an article he was in the middle of writing and he wanted to wait and talk to us. So is he going to talk to us about that tomorrow, too?
We can ask him. He got sick, though, too. I think 2 or 3 weeks ago we asked him to come on with something for the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think I reached out to him and he said, I just can't do it. I'm laid up. Mm-hmm. I'm so sick. So we'll check in with him tomorrow. It'll actually be great to talk to both of them. Have a great day and we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.